You can smile, don't worry. Well, not that serious. But honestly, seriously, I was just thinking as she was playing this, right, that really, it is, you know, we ask all the time, what is Chinese music, right? And it's really, you know, it's an ongoing story. And the pipa really represents this, the heart of this music very much, because ultimately, the best stuff is really sad. It's all about, you know, giving up something. And for us, you know, the pipa, you know, we think of all those stories of women have to be sent away, you know, to some foreign place because, you know, the emperor has lost the war and, you know, she had to be sacrificed because she was the most beautiful in town. And you know what she does? She holds the pipa, she hugs the pipa because it represents everything about where she's from, who she is, everything. And then, of course, in the intensity of the moment, she plays the pipa. So that's what it's about. Okay, so for something on a lighter note, here's a song of the new China when the music then became concert music. And this is Chao Yuan, 升起不落的太阳. And we're going to have a dancer come in and dance for us while we play for her, right? So this is the lighter note. But wait till you hear the rest of it. That's not to scare you away. All right, so this is Chao Yuan, and this is Chao Yuan. It's like a big feel, and it is all about patriotism, you know, of the 70s in China. And of course, in those days, you can't talk about anything else. For the next one, you guys are gonna come out and dance, right? Just kidding. They'll kill me. All right, so here's Qinghua. He's actually very nice. Don't be afraid. He's gonna play for us a what is called the Wu Bangzi, right? Which translates as five beats, all right? It's five operatic. Traditional operatic beats. And this is, of course, none other than the dizi, right? It's a bamboo flute. Very simple and very eco. Teaser, right? It has that really, you know, very Chinese reedy sound, and that's thanks to the thin membrane, you know, made of its own inner shaving. All right, the bamboo has an inner shaving, and that actually is what makes the membrane for the teaser, which is the Chinese flute. All right, so for the next piece, right? Speaking of storytelling and sad stories, right? The one thing that has sustained us really in the last 15 years that we have lived and resettled in New York is the music, because the music then brings back, you know, a lot of the things, good and bad and all, you know, we embrace them. And here, some juicy stuff. Here's a piece of music, right, we call Hong Lou Meng. And, those of you who are into literature, right, it's based on a famous epic novel. There are very few, by the way, because they write such long novels. By the time they're done, they're, you know, exhausted. So this one, right, Hong Lou Meng from way back, is a dream of the Red Chamber. And it's all about this one lucky guy, you know, he was the only one in the days of the nobility, right? He was the only guy in a mansion full of women, and everybody was after him, okay? So the whole story was based on that. How do you like that? Equal to Wharton? Yeah, something like that.
Thank you. Well, we will see. Ah, okay. By the way, the last dance that you saw, that was a Mongolian dance, right? And that song was of the Mongolian flavor, right? Of course, it's not actually Mongolian as Mongolian, you understand? Because this Chinese music reinvented itself based on all of these different flavors of China, right? Okay, so here's another one. Okay, here, Chao, all right? His name is Chao Bao'an, and he's going to lead this dance, okay, with Yue Yao Wu Geng. Now, Yue Yao Wu Geng means, well, it really means, right, the moon that is still out there. Life is really hard, you know, and people are waking up, seeing a little slice of the moon at like 4 o'clock in the morning, right? We call it Wu Geng, right? So these are the hard lives of farmers. So here is Yue Yao Wu Geng, and Bao'an over there, he's going to be playing. 你是用什么？用二胡啊。 All right, so you can see him switching the fiddles afterwards, okay? And he's going to use a very sharp fiddle that's called a banhu as well. Thank you.
here's a little insider secret, right? I already told you last night that Han Chinese people, right? We are Han Chinese. We don't dance. But this is a real insider secret. So of course that's not true, you know? We dance. This insider secret is also kind of sad. We're kind of sad because we're going to be leaving in a couple hours. So this one is, you know this song? Most of us associate this song with waking up early in the morning and practicing whatever it is you've committed your whole life to, right? So I remember, you know, this was some years ago, and we were practicing, and then it was Bao An playing this song, and someone just said, you know what, when I hear this song, right, I just break into tears because I think of all these dancers and all of these people waking up and stretching their legs in the conservatories back home in China. So, well, I'm sure you have a little bit of your episode of that, right? Okay, so we're going to go into, something loud. You know, in the day we told you, right, that this loud thing, okay, so already people are running away because it's so loud. No. They're all coming. They will come the moment they hear it. So this is a sona, and this is an instrument that is very much played at ritual situations. And here is our ritual greeting and thank you and goodbye, of course. So here's a sona, and we're going to introduce this song as... Oh, okay. He wants this thing. I wonder if he needs it. 你需要吗? 站起来吧。 All right, so this is flowers, you know, facing the sun. You can call it sunflowers too. 向阳花. So, small ensemble music. Here is a tribute to the silk and bamboo tradition of Shanghai, of the Suzhou province, all right? And this is your classic. It is called Zizhudiao, which is, and then, you know, it gives our big brother a break here, you know? So, nice and easy, purple bamboo ballad. Thank you.
Hey, so we're down to 10, right? Thank you. Okay. Well, see that guy over there? He's gonna beat me up. Don't let him do something on his own, right? So this is, of course, right, the heart of a little ensemble like that, because this is the Chinese piano, and it is the Yangqin. So we're gonna have this guy here. His name is very easy to remember, okay? It is CNN. It's really true. I know you know that, right? Because you watch it every night. So CNN is going to... 你玩什么呀?
随便,你报啥我打。那红盒吧。
All right, so he says anything, all right? So I'm just gonna, in honor of the South here, there's always a red river somewhere. So here is 红河的春天, spring and red river. Very, very cold up there in the mountains. But thank goodness for the Red River. Red with heat and courage. You see the ice melting and the water is flowing. And that marks the beginning of true spring. Thank you. We're going to round off with good luck to you, beautiful flowers and full moon, like a Hua Yuan. And I hope to see you in New York. Pick up our flyers, it's over there at the stand where you get everything, including, of course, CDs, and come to Chinatown and see us. We're right there in New York Chinatown. My name is Julie Tay, Zhang Qinghua, this is Yu Chunzhe, this is Xiao Xiannian, and that's Chao Baoan, and that is our dear dancer, Xu Wen. All right, thank you.